community still recovering from a couple of significant storms that hit us over the last month plus. Of course, Hurricane Florence first and then Hurricane Michael on top of that. After Hurricane Florence hit, Orange County got added to a federal disaster declaration, and that makes individuals and businesses open for federal disaster relief. Corey Williams is with the Office of Disaster Assistance for the U.S. Small Business Administration, and he's been in town for the last week plus, right, talking with businesses and business leaders and local officials to try to connect businesses with those federal funds. And he joins us now here in the studio. Corey, good to have you here with us today.
Glad to be here, and thank you so much for having me on the show and being on the Hill. I'm really excited to be able to talk about disaster assistance today.
Absolutely. So tell us about your work in town. How long have you been in, and what have you been doing?
Great question. So I actually arrived on September 27th, and I've kind of had a whirlwind tour of North Carolina. I started in Wilson County, went through Wayne, Martin, Edgecombe, Duplin, Onslow, Orange. I've gotten around through North Carolina throughout this period of time.
All right. So what have you been doing? Who have you been talking to?
So usually, like I say, my name is Corey Williams. I'm a public information officer with the U.S. Small Business Administration. And so my job really is kind of the liaison here in the field. So I talk to the senators, congressmen, the county professionals, county managers, emergency management directors, just to really get the word out that about the disaster assistance, not only available to individuals and homeowners, but to business owners and nonprofits as well.
So we're talking about Hurricane Florence specifically, not Hurricane Michael. And of course, we got hit really hard more by Michael than Florence. We did still get some pretty significant damage from Florence as well, but other parts of the state got hit a lot worse. So before we even talk about Orange County, what have you seen statewide in terms of the damage and what people are doing to recover?
Well, you know, Aaron, it's been pretty devastating. State. And especially whenever I was driving towards Onslow to Jacksonville, I saw a lot of, you know, debris and some of those areas just stacked up, you know, the size of, you know, to the roof. You know, it's just amazing. And then I went to one area in River Landing, which was in Duplin County, and that area was actually abutting the Cape Fear River, and that area really was devastated as well. But, you know, the one thing I always say, Aaron, is that no matter what damage we have, especially for Orange County, you know, I really want to make sure that everybody registered with FEMA. That's always going to be the first and foremost step in the disaster recovery process. So I thank you for having me on the show today.
So what does it take then to register for FEMA and to start that process of getting relief funds?
So the first step, again, registering with FEMA is to go to disasterassistance.gov, or you can call the 800 number, which is 800-621-3362. And then if you refer to SBA, you can actually visit the closest disaster recovery center or business recovery center that's nearest to you. Or you can apply online by going to www.sba.gov.
And who is you here? Individuals, businesses?
We encourage anybody, whether you're a business, homeowner, renter, or nonprofit, to still register with FEMA. It's important for FEMA to have those numbers to be able to, you know, kind of be able to, you know, be able to have the staffing for future disasters. And unfortunately, it seems like these disasters are becoming more and more prevalent. So it's, you know, even if you are a business owner, you will get a direct referral to SBA. We still encourage everybody to go ahead and register with FEMA. Also, nonprofits, we encourage you to register with FEMA first.
How do you know if you qualify for funds?
Well, for you know, the one thing is you never know until you apply.
Right.
You know, so for those that don't register with FEMA, you never know. Now, as far as for the SBA process, we will make sure that if you are referred to us, we want to make sure that you turn in that application, whether you are a business, homeowner, renter, or nonprofit. And if you happen to not be approved for the SBA loan, you do have up to 6 months to apply for reconsideration. However, one of the other things that, you know, while we encourage everybody to turn in their application, if they are referred to SBA, especially a homeowner and renter, there's a program that the state of North Carolina and FEMA has, which is called Other Needs Assistance. So, but in order to get that referral to Other Needs Assistance, or what you know, what's commonly abbreviated estate as owner, you have to make sure to turn in that SBA application. So it's kind of that checks and balances to make sure that if you are referred to SBA, that you turn in that application. And a lot of people, you know, Aaron, think, oh, well, I don't want a loan. But when you think about the benefits of our program, so just for businesses alone, businesses are actually able to borrow up to $2 million to repair, replace disaster damaged real estate, machinery, inventory, equipment. But the most important aspect I really want to emphasize, Aaron, is working capital. You know, I was talking with Aaron Nelson at the Chamber, and he mentioned that the big event here in Chapel Hill was the Central Florida versus North Carolina game that ended up getting canceled. So when you think of all that revenue of 60,000 fans coming in to go to that game, you think about the hotel industry, you think about the restaurants, you think about the souvenir shops that we're going to have, UNC versus Central Florida shirts. You know, all that's kind of that trickle down effect that business owners, you know, really don't see, because they think, well, Hurricane Florence came, my roof wasn't torn off, my windows weren't blown out, I didn't have water in my building. But you can still have a significant economic injury from having to, you know, cancel events as a result of Hurricane Florence.
And businesses can qualify for assistance if they lost business just from that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Because that is the significant economic injury. One of the big aspects of our program, which we really like to tell people, the difference between traditional SBA versus disaster assistance. So traditional SBA, those loans are actually guaranteed by SBA, but they're funded by banks. Now, with the Office of Disaster Assistance, all of our loans are directly funded by the U.S. Treasury. So these are your federal taxpayer dollars at work. As a result, all of our loans have a one-year deferment. So whether you're a business owner, homeowner, renter, or nonprofit, you don't have to worry about making that first payment till October or November of next year, which is very critical.
We're speaking with Corey Williams, again, Office of Disaster Assistance in the U.S. Small Business Administration. SBA.gov is the website for the Small Business Administration if you want more information there. And again, disasterassistance.gov is the website for the Office of Disaster Assistance if you want to get more information, register for FEMA, and find out more about disaster relief efforts. So the many people that you've spoken to in Orange County, and I know you've been around quite a bit just in the last few days, what have you heard? What have you seen?
Well, you know, I've spoken at the county commissioner, Orange County commissioners. I've spoken at Chapel Hill Town Hall, also at Hillsborough Town Hall. I'm speaking tonight at Carrboro Town Hall. A lot of people are very receptive. They, you know, the one thing that I always encourage people, Aaron, is that, you know, the deadline to apply is November 13th, 2018. So Orange County was somewhat put at a little bit of a disadvantage, because at the time that they received the actual declaration, it was October 15th when they got it. So we were already within that 30 days. So one of the things I'm always doing is trying to hit the ground rolling. And, you know, thanks to the chamber contacts, not only with Chapel Hill, Carrboro, but also Orange County, Hillsborough Chamber, you know, they've been so vital in getting that, helping me get the word out to the business community. And just as of today, SBA has approved over $211 million throughout the state of North Carolina. So the one thing we always do, we always encourage you to do, register today, don't delay. And if you receive that SBA application, apply today, don't delay. Don't wait till November 13th. You know, for homeowners can actually borrow up to $200,000 to repair, replace a disaster damaged real estate, and up to $40,000 to repair, replace disaster damaged personal property. And interest rates for the homeowners is as low as 2%. Interest rates for the business owners is actually as low as 3.675%. And then nonprofits also can borrow up to $2 million to repair, replace disaster damaged real estate, machinery, equipment, inventory, and also get vital working capital, which would include any faith-based organizations. And that interest rate is actually 2.5%.
Again, disasterassistance.gov. Get registered. If you're a homeowner, renter, business, nonprofit, any organization in Orange County, because we did get added to that declaration for Hurricane Florence recovery, get online and register now. Anything else that people need to know, or just sort of the final summary for just basic information that people ought to know?
Well, first off, and thank you for having me on the show. The one thing I always encourage you to do, make sure to register today. actually going to disasterassistance.gov or 800-621-3362. And if you have any questions about the SBA disaster loan process, again, you can go to www.sba.gov and click on the tab for disaster assistance, or you can call our 1-800 number, which is 800-659-2955.
And this is anyone in Orange County. If you're listening, if you got affected by Hurricane Florence, this applies to you. SBA.gov is the website for the Small Business Administration. Disasterassistance.gov is the website for the Office of Disaster Assistance, where you can go and get registered. And one more time, the 800 number there?
And, well, for FEMA, it's 800-621-3362. And for SBA, it's 800-659-2955.
And that deadline again, November?
Deadline is going to be November 13th, 2018 for physical damage. And now for the businesses that just suffered economic injury, that deadline's a lot longer. It's not until June 13th, 2019. However, don't wait until you've tapped out of those resources before you actually apply for the loan. We want to make sure if you're starting to see some things, if you've seen that, you know, you were expecting anticipated revenue from that UNC Central Florida game or anything, any event, you know, they had the Hillsboro event, the Hog Day Festival got canceled. You know, that's different. That's amazing revenue for a lot of businesses that are bringing in hoteliers, restaurants. So when you think about even those little events, it's so important to start identifying that economic injury very, very early in the process.
Corey Williams, Office of Disaster Assistance, Small Business Administration, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Aaron.